The great 20th century writer Joyce Carey, who grew up in its banks, thought there was no more beautiful view in the world than that of the Great Loch. Loch Foyle derives its name from Fiol, a member of the Tuatha De Danann, and is a natural division between the counties of Derry and Donegal, although the city of Derry is primarily built on the Donegal side. 15 miles long, 1 mile wide at its entrance, and 10 miles broad along its south side, it covers some 70 miles in total. In an interesting twist in Anglo-Irish politics, the peninsula of Inishowen served as a buffer zone between the two world wars. Pre-independence, the west side of it being Lough Swilly, served as the naval headquarters for the British fleet. With the handing back of the last of the ports to Ireland in 1938, the strategic importance of the area shifted to the east of the peninsula. In World War II, Lough Foyle became an important naval base, covering the western approaches from the Atlantic. From 1940 to 1945, some 11 million tonnage of ships used the port here. In 1948, the British Defence Minister A.V. Alexander went so far as to say, "Without Derry's River, we would have lost the war."